You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is with us. Drew, let's talk first about when this hot weather will break across the Midwest and when it does, if any rainfall will come with a cool down.
Well, we do certainly expect to get away from the extremes. After all, it's September the 11th here. We can't keep up this pace for much longer. The atmosphere is cooling. We're seeing some risk of frost developing for maybe the northernmost parts of the Great Lakes region and southeastern parts of Canada again over the next week. But that'll stay north of the crop country. We will see cooler conditions evolve, though, and as the temperatures come down, we'll look for a chance for some rainfall. But I don't think we're going to see a tremendous volume of it, except in the western Corn Belt, which is one of the areas that needs it more than anywhere else. We will see an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity across parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, even northern Illinois. As we get into the Saturday through Tuesday period, during that period of time, we're going to see, for a number of reasons, scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring across the area. It's still up for great debate how much rain will come out of this, but I'm fairly well convinced here that we're going to see a high enough coverage that we're going to stop this tailspin decline in our soybean yields and maybe offer a little stabilization there and maybe not do much to bring the crop back or even increase anything for the bend, but we may at least stop the decline. Rain totals at this point, I would guess, probably run about a half inch to an inch and a half in a few locations with good coverage. And there's still a lot of variation in the amounts from one area to another, unfortunately. And as we get closer to the event, maybe we'll get a little better idea. But like I said, I think we'll get rain in many areas and offer a little bit of a slowdown in the decline.
As you mentioned, temperatures will drop, and that's seasonable. We are concerned, as you talked about up front, cold enough temperatures that it might damage a crop that's still immature. Do you have any worries, really?
The last week in September, first week in October, I still think is a favored period. Climatologically, given the patterns that we've had in the past, for seeing an early frost or freeze event in some areas of the lower eastern Midwest, maybe even in the upper Midwest, but it's getting fairly late for an early occurrence there. So I am a little concerned, even though the models still today are not offering a tremendous amount of cool air up through the first half of next week, then the models become very, very divergent, with the European model suggesting that there might be a cool shot of air in the northern plains in Minnesota on the 19th and 20th that would be of interest. And so we're watching that. But so far, the American model hasn't really come around to that line of thinking. So for right now, I think we have to watch very closely. I do think there's still potential, though, for some kind of a cold scare to occur as we get closer to the end of the month.
Now take us, Drew, to other parts of the world, China, Ukraine in particular, as they close out their growing season.
China's weather is actually looking very normal right now, and they need normal. In fact, they could really use some drier than normal conditions in the northeast part of the country. They've been too wet in the northeast three provinces, where more than half of the soybean crop is often produced. The crop up there has really had a tough time this summer, along with some of the corn, in having enough sunshine and dry conditions to really promote the best yields. Right now, it looks like they are going to see some normal drying over the next few weeks, and that should help push them in the right direction. For Ukraine, seen some rain here the last few weeks, and it's been helpful in raising soil moisture for their winter wheat crop as well as rye. So I think they're going to be in a good position to have a good established crop this autumn.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. That wraps up the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.